Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. We're continuing on with the subject called Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and we're doing part 13, The Fast Chosen by God. We go to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to set the oppressed free, that you may break every yoke? God calls us to fast to bring the spirit man into ascendancy or above the flesh. This enhances intercession and sets the captive free. Personal and spiritual rewards. We go to Isaiah 58, verse 8. Then when you have fasted, shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Let me now go through some of the points regarding the scripture. The first point, revelation, the entrance of the words gives light. We see this in Psalm 119, verse 130. Your health will become better as the Spirit rules over the flesh. Faith for healing is easy when you are walking in the Spirit. The armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6 is our frontal armor, and God becomes our rear armor. And thy righteousness shall go forth before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. The word reward literally means our rear guard or rear protection. The success of our fast that God has chosen is based upon the following: no accusing, judging, offense, strife, etc. Walk in love, walk in God's love. You fast so that you may walk in the Spirit and obtain your inheritance. This is what Jesus was saying when the disciples came to him and they asked why they could not cast out the devil in Mark chapter 9, verse 28. He was saying, because of your unbelief, they were not fasting and praying and meditating on what Jesus told them. A fasted life. Jesus separated himself to pray and fast regularly. Why? So he could minister to people in faith. He stayed tapped into his source of power, the Holy Spirit. He lived in obedience to God. A fasted life, which is fasting and spending time in the Word and ministering to the Lord, will keep you in a position to receive from God. A checklist for fasting. The first one, decide the purpose of your fast. The second, proclaim the fast before the Lord. Thirdly, believe that you receive the reward. And fourthly, minister to the Lord. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You minister to the Lord by speaking of his mighty works. Point 5. Minister to others after the fast. Minister to others during the fast only as you are led by the Lord or the Holy Spirit. Point 6. Expect assistance from the angels. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, we read, then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him. After you have fasted, expect the angels to minister to you. Once again, I thank you for being with me during this topic. The next topic coming up will be hindrances or problems that block prayer. And this is part 14 from the 17-part series. Thank you and God bless.